Sam, thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 29th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 1 verses 5 to 7. It says there, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin." End of quote. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." End of quote. Indeed, we have never seen darkness driving out darkness, did we? Beloved, I do not need to say much about the influence of darkness in our lifetime. Darkness and activities of darkness are all around us every day. Every day we watch these incidents of darkness on television, smartphones, computers, and we read about it in news magazines and newspapers. We see these days people who think or they claim that they have in fellowship with God, and yet they walk in darkness, and their actions show only the atrocities and cruelties of darkness. You see, the darkness was always in this world ever since sin entered into this world through Adam and Eve. However, the Bible also says the activities of darkness is only going to increase as the end of the ages draws near before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Several recent incidents of hatred and terrorism convict us the presence of severe darkness in our world. How can a nation experience light and blessings when it takes God out of their schools and families? How can a family exist in love and unity when it takes God out of it? How can people live in peace and rest when they reject to walk in the light of God? The result would be school, college, and family shootings. No wonder why we do see these things on a daily basis. We as nations, families, and people can choose to walk in darkness or light. God is light. And Ephesians 6:12 says, "The rulers of the dark are the devil, his principalities and powers." Satan is the prince of darkness. We can see the distinctive work of God and the devil in this world. God is the truth, life, love, peace, and light. The devil is the deceiver, liar, murderer, accuser, and causes hatred instead of peace. So when you and I see the truth, life, love, peace, and light, they are the work of God. Whenever we look at the deception, lie, hatred, murder, and false accusation, those are the way of darkness and the devil. You see, we can walk with the God in light, or we can walk in the path of darkness under the influence of the devil. Bible says God is light, and his son Jesus Christ is light. John chapter 1 verse 9 says this about the incarnation of Jesus Christ. It says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into this world." End of quote. Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 19, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. End of quote. The true light and the light that came into this world is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. John says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, it says, "He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life." End of quote. In short, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the light and the word of life. And he is the source of everlasting eternal life. The people who have Jesus Christ in their lives walk in the light and possess eternal life. And the people who do not have Jesus Christ walk in darkness and do not have eternal life. Dearly beloved, God calls you to walk in the light, not in the darkness. The only way you can begin walking in the light is by the cleansing of our sinful past by the wonder-working power of the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins and dark past and allows us to enter into fellowship and friendship with God. In short, when you come to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior and Lord, then the divine blood of Christ cleanses you and makes you a brand new creation, ready to walk in the light with God. He rescues and delivers you from the kingdom of darkness and transfers you to the kingdom of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, where there are peace, love, unity, truth, everlasting life, and all blessings. Then you will start a new walk. You will walk in the light, in fellowship with God, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the loving companionship of other believers in Christ. Plato said this. He said, "We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light." End of quote. We should never be afraid of the light. God calls you to start walking in the light because He is light. Maybe you once walked with God and then something happened and walked away from the light and the fellowship of God. Listen, God is calling you to come back to Him and continue walking in the light now. I will help you to do that. Pray with me in a small prayer. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me, beloved. Father in heaven, I know darkness surrounds the world today.
My family members, I want to see. What does the Bible say?